This is Cindy Bowman, one of the pastors at the Presbyterian Church in Westfield. And for our devotion today, I will be reading from Matthew 9, starting at verse 27. You can follow along on the email you received with this text. As Jesus went out from there, two blind men followed Jesus, crying loudly, "Have mercy on us, Son of David." When Jesus entered the house, the blind men came to him, and Jesus said to them, "Do you believe that I am able to do this?" They said to Jesus, "Yes, Lord." And then he touched their eyes and said, "According to your faith, let it be done to you." And their eyes were opened. Then Jesus sternly ordered them, "See that no one knows of this." But they went away, and they spread the news about him throughout the district. This is God's word to us today. So when I was thinking about this passage, first of all, I was thinking about how blindness was so common in Palestine. Blindness may have happened just because of the glare from the eastern sun, or because of their lack of hygiene. There were a lot of unclean flies that carried infection. And so blindness was common. But the men came to Jesus with confidence and hope that he would be able to heal them. The men came, and then Jesus entered the house where the men followed. The men came to meet Jesus. And they met Jesus in the house personally. He didn't heal them immediately, but he healed them once they got into the house, and he asked them if they believed they could be healed. They said yes. And so today I think about when we come to Jesus, are we that confident in our relationship with him that we can ask for Jesus' healing? Maybe that healing isn't a physical healing. Maybe it's an emotional or a spiritual healing. But I want us to think about what are those things that cause us to come not with confidence, but with hesitation. What hinders us from really seeing? From really seeing who Jesus is and what he wants us to do and be? I want you to think about in these difficult days, what do you need to come to Jesus for? What is it that our relationship with Jesus can offer to us? And what are those things that are distractions that prevent us from truly seeing Jesus or being in a relationship with Jesus? What are those things that keep us from growing and being nurtured? Today, maybe it's the change of routine that has set us off. Or maybe it's the fact that we don't have any control over each day, what's ahead, our health, or even the contacts that we cannot have. We have been put in a situation we never thought we would find ourselves. And yet, as these men came to Jesus, we too can come to him. We can come with confidence and assurance that Jesus can open our eyes, that Jesus is the one who will help us to deal with this unfamiliar situation, that Jesus will give us the strength for each day and the eyes to see him. And so as I was thinking about this scripture passage, there's a song in our hymnal which is called Open the Eyes of My Heart. And the words, not just the repetition of words, but the words say, open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. I want to see you high and lifted up, shining in the light of your glory. Pour out your power and love as we sing, Holy, Holy, Holy. I want to see you, Lord. And I think that's what those blind men wanted. And I pray that that is what we want this day, to be able to remove those distractions from us so that our relationship with Jesus can grow and that we can see who he is and what he offers to us as he calls us to be faithful. This is our hope and our assurance. So let us pray the prayer together. Dear God, as the blind men came to you asking for mercy, we too come to you. Help us to remove the distractions from our eyes and our hearts in order to see you more clearly. May we see glimpses of your love, your mercy, and your power as we put our trust in you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.